Now you belong to us.
No.
Full power.
But you did make the choice.
My hand was forced. Although Esther wouldn't face it, there was the life of her child to think about. I couldn't let an innocent die. Right, I'm not going to let the Cybermen win. Impulse, this might work. Oh yes, the settings are reversing. It's not going to come through. Yes! Esther, come on, we need to get out of here, now!
I won't leave him. There's no life without him.
What about your son?
Here. Take him for me.
But...
I forgive me. Remember, I
Esther,
love you.
Come with me.
No, take my son. Look after him, Doctor. Look after my Nick. I need to be with my Aaron. Once we're bonded, there is no life without the other. Now go. Go!
I'll look after him. Don't worry. I won't forget.
Goodbye, Nick.
It was all for nothing. I took him away from Massa Nakasa to protect him, but now he's back here, in the clutches of the Cybermen. Everything that was sacrificed back then has been wasted. The Cybermen still have their weapon.
But it wasn't like that when I saw it with Nick. In that version, you stole Nick and left.
Really? Then that explains it. That's how they manipulated Nick. The Cybermen made me the enemy. That's the core of their manipulation.
Now all we need to do is get Nick to hear the real story.
I could try and make contact. He might listen.
It's gotta be worth a try.
You're right. Here goes.
Show me Masiona.
It is on the monitor screen now, leader.
They will become like us. It is good.
3, 2, 1. Spike has hit the planet.
Send telepathic instruction. Make the planet stop.
Leader.
Stop. Excellent! Open the channel to the planet. I will broadcast to the population of Masiona.
Channel is open.
People of Masiona. The tyranny of emotions is over for you all. You will assemble in the streets and be improved. You will feel no pain. You will feel nothing. Your lives as you have known them are over. You will all become part of the new Cyber Army.
Hey, where have you gone? Father, where are you? Nothing. Thought I was going to see you at last.
Help us!
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 Help us! You lot again. I'm here, aren't I? What more can I do?
Reunite your people, Nick.
How?
You found us. Now you must set us free.
But how? Where are you?
We're here, but we were changed. They converted us to be like them. You must keep fighting that, or you'll be like us, lost and alone.
Converted? I'm sorry, I seem to have lots of questions.
The Cybermen.
Cybermen?
Our planet was ravaged by radiation and fire. The Cybermen came. They took our weakened bodies and made them strong, but they took everything else that made us alive away. The power we possess lies dormant in each converted Masinakasan. Now you will reawaken those powers in all of us.
Your voice! I heard you reaching out across time and space to me. I thought it was the Proton all that time ago, but it was you.
We have waited a long time. Your natural powers were boosted by the connection to the Massa Nakasa Collective. We thought it would help you find us. Eventually, we reached you, but you were nearly stolen away from us by the phantom of your father.
No, he was real. I can't lose him again.
The Cybermen scanned him and kept his personality profile saved. He died a long time ago.
Lies!
They used you. Their machine needs a Massa Nakasa. They need your abilities so they can conquer and create more Cybermen.
I won't let them use me. I won't be responsible for the deaths of millions of people throughout space and time.
Then awake all your people, Nick. Let us all fight with you.
I will, but there's someone I need to talk to first. Doctor!
Doctor! Doctor! Doctor!
Nick, are you all right?
I don't know. Oh, Doctor, I've been so silly.
It's okay. It's not your fault. You're not to blame for any of this.
But...
No, Nick. This is my mess. Every way. I should have told you about Massa Nakasa and your people and what happened a long, long time ago. Things got in the way.
Yes. Well, maybe I should have just asked. But I always hoped you'd tell me. I kept on hoping, but you never said anything about my past. You knew my mum and dad and you never said. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel?
I think I have, thanks to Rob.
Rob? How?
He's been bigging up your cause and reminding you of my responsibilities. When I took you on board the TARDIS, I had no idea how things would go. It's been a long, long time since I was a father, Nick, and it's been a joy to bring you up. Sitting on your egg to keep you warm until you hatched, like all those years we had together while you grew up, your first steps, your first telepathic words, the first time we went out to the TARDIS together and played in the black sand on Pihar Beach, watching the surfers ride the waves. Before I knew it, we got so wrapped up in our life together that it would have spoiled things if I told you about Esther and Aaron. We might not have been so close.
Nothing would have spoiled that, Doctor. You're my dad too, you know, and the TARDIS is my home. But I needed to know about the Massa Nakasa heritage I carry within me too. It's a huge part of me.
Yes, I should have done. Then we wouldn't be in this mess. The Cybermen haven't hurt you, have they?
I'm connected up to the machine, but I don't quite know why. I've been distracted from a task by the Massa Nakasans.
There aren't any Massa Nakasans left alive, apart from you, of course.
No. Well, it's a bit confusing, really, but I have been talking to them.
How intensely interesting.
It seems I've woken them up.
Somehow, I don't think it's a coincidence.
No. I think I know what I have to do, but I can't lose them again.
It's not an easy choice to make, is it?
What should I do, Doctor?
I can't answer that. You have to find the way to do what you think is right, just like I did last time I was here. I wouldn't do it any differently if I had to do it again. I think you know, deep down, what you've got to do.
I don't know if I can do this.
Nick, I know you, and I know you'll do the right thing, even if it's the one that's going to hurt you the most, because that's the kind of person you are, the man I've brought you up to be. I'm proud of you, Nick.
Thank you.
Nick. Nick, the Cybermen are coming for Rob and me. Take care.
Doctor! Doctor! Are you okay?
You will come with us.
Oh no! Doctor, look!
Poor Nick.
Nick, listen. It's me, Rob. You can resist them. You can remember who you are.
The Massa Nakasa cannot hear you. He is channeling the telepathic subjugation of the Masonian population.
Another race falls to the power of the Cybermen. So you're continuing your pointless campaign to stamp out the beauty and wonder of the universe.
Your comments are irrelevant, Doctor. You will watch us convert the Masonian populace, and then you will join the ranks of the new Cyber Army.
Let Nick go. There's still time to stop the process.
Please! You can't let him turn into something like you!
Silence! Restrain them! At once, Nida!
Restraining us will make no difference. You still won't win.
What can you do now, Doctor? You can make no difference to the outcome. You are merely a spectator to the triumph of the Cybermen.
Is that a hint of smugness there, Cyberleader? No, self-satisfied pride. There's an old Earth saying, pride comes before a fall. I'd be very careful if I was you.
I feel no emotions. Your argument is irrelevant. Send in the fleet. Begin the Masonian operation.
Nida, begin the operation.
Doctor, what are we going to do? We can't let all those innocent people be turned into Cybermen.
I'm hoping we're not going to. There's a slim possibility my optimism might not be misplaced. Let's see if I can just reach out to him. Contact. Nick.
Doctor?
There is something of you still there. Great. Nick, you have to fight back. You and the Massanikasan Collective. You know what to do.
I can't do it! I can't destroy my race!
If you don't, millions of innocent people will be lost to the Cybermen. Now, Nick. Now!
Telepathic communication will cease.
Ah, Doctor!
It's down to Nick now.
No time. I can't let them die too. I just can't. Okay. Here goes. I wonder how I actually do this then. Just project outwards, I suppose. Hello. All you Massanikasans out there, can you hear me?
Yes, we are here.
Good. You have to listen to me. Concentrate on what I say. We need to join together. Be one race again.
Be like us.
No, that's not what I mean. We're not Cybermen, we're better than that. You, we are Massanikasans. We have strength together. We must use that strength to fight back now.
Help us, Nick!
I'm trying! Hang on a moment. I think I can boost the power. Yes! Join with me!
Alert! Massive telepathic activity detected within the compeller! Telepathic feedback moving to dangerous levels.
Struggle against the conditioning. United, we are stronger than the Cybermen. Stronger than anything. You don't have to be alone anymore.
Yes. Yes. We will be as one.
Oh my God, it's working.
You are giving us back what was taken, Nick. Thank you.
I'm stunned it's even working.
There's no need to be. The Cybermen are using you as a conduit, but the Cybermen themselves are Massanikasans. You are using their weakness to expose the Massanikasan strength they've sought to subdue for far too long.
Right.
We are Massanikasans!
We will be free!
We will be free!
What the hell is happening?
I think Nick's people are fighting back.
What? From beyond the grave?
Something like that, yes. Listen, Rob, there's something coming through.
How?
Processed Massanikasan Cybermen are remembering their roots, coming home, thanks to Nick.
But can we save him, Doctor?
We'll do all we can to bring him back. If we can.
We are Massanikasans! We will be free!
This is meaningless!
Doctor, it's all gone crazy!
It's working. I knew Nick would do the right thing.
No, you didn't.
Well, I hope then. You know, power of optimism and all that.
You and your optimism? So this is all Nick's doing then?
He's reawakened his people. Their essence remained buried under the Cybermen's processing. They still, for all their technological achievements, could never totally subdue a telepathic race.
Whoa! We've got to get out of this place! The Cybermen are going crazy!
You're right.
What about Nick? We can't leave him!
Let's see what we can do. The prosthesis is almost fully grafted. Looking at this, the conditioning is almost complete. Full transplant of vital organs. No! No, I won't let this happen!
Is there nothing you can do?
The moment we disconnect him, he'd die, or try to kill us.
It's got to be something! Try this console! Anything!
It's no good, Rob. There's nothing I can do.
We can't just leave him!
Don't you think I know that?
What's that?
The feedback in the compeller is overloading. No, I need more time. Rob, go back to the TARDIS now. Wait for me there.
No, I'm not leaving you and Nick!
Go!
But...
go!
Okay, going.
You will not leave!
You've lost, Cyber Leader. Your new army is non-existent. Your old army is going slowly mad. I call that a pretty impressive failure.
We will survive. The Massenikassen Cybermen will be reprogrammed. They will be controlled again, and the Masonian population will join us.
No! I won't allow it!
Nick!
This defiance is not logical.
You destroyed my people, my planet. This ends here, now.
One Massenikassen, weak and alone, cannot destroy the Cybermen.
You sure about that? What if I do this?
Nick, don't.
It's not your choice this time. It's mine. Goodbye!
Nick, no!
I am damaged.
Oh, Nick. Got to get out, and fast. The TARDIS.
We will survive. Doctor!
TARDIS! Thank goodness!
Doctor! You made it!
Yes. Got to get out of here before the whole place explodes.
Doctor! What about Nick?
There. Safe.
Nick! Doctor!
We should be safe now. I'll take us back down to Massenikassen just to make sure.
You couldn't save him, could you?
No. No, I couldn't.
I killed them all.
That wasn't living. You gave us our freedom.
All the time I thought the Doctor destroyed my people. Now I've done the same.
You saved us from the tyranny of the Cybermen.
I've only just found you. I can't lose you all again.
Now you've found us, we will never truly be lost to you. We are a part of you. This is how it should be.
Hang on. I don't even know your name.
I am Milestra, the voice of the race memory that lives on forever.
Milestra.
Before you go, there's something you need to know. It's been within you such a long time, and you've never found it. Something you should have found a long time ago.
What?
Look deep inside yourself and you'll find it. Goodbye, Nick. Thank you.
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 Hey! Don't go. What am I looking for? How will I know when I find it?
Look deep, she said. I wonder.
Who are you?
This life I give you. Remember. Remember I love you. Remember our home. There's so much I need to tell you. The time is short. I don't know if I'll survive the predicament I'm in at the moment. Or if you'll live either. But in case I don't, I just want you to know I love you, Nick. More than anything. Your father and I were so pleased to hear you were joining us, making us a family. And all the days since then have been a joy to us. I want you to grow up to be unafraid, to not be alone. That's why I'm here now. Someone has to fight for what's right, make a stand against oppression. That's why your father, is not here to tell you these things too. I hope you'll always fight for the right things, for the right reasons. Being Masinakasa means you never have to be alone, no matter how far you travel. But I sense if you're with the Doctor, you will travel to places I can't even contemplate. You will carry us with you, me and your father, and the essence of every Masinakasan there is in you, whether you know it or not. We love you, Nick, our special boy.
Mum.
Could have survived this.
That's what I thought last time, and yet against all the odds, Nick survived. We come back to his home and I lose him too in a pointless, senseless way. I kept him safe for so long, then we ventured out and the old life crept up on us, the old battles, and he never complained. I presented him with danger and excitement, exposed him to the evils of the universe, and he just got on with it, accepted that we had to make a stand. And then they got him, the Cybermen.
Doctor!
Unemotional, unfeeling, logical. They took all that was wonderful about this planet and they created this wasteland. And then they took my wonderful son. Well, they'll pay. Come on, Rob. We're going back and we're going to sort this out once and for all. And I'm going to wipe the Cybermen from the face of the universe. And then...
He wouldn't want you to do any of that. He made his choice.
I know. But I want him back. Oh, Rob. I'm going to miss him so much.
We both will, Doctor. We both will.
And I never even got to say goodbye.
What's that sound?
I don't know.
It's beautiful.
I wonder...
Doctor? Rob?
Goodbye!
Wow!
Amazing. After all that, the Masinakasa spirit lives on.
Nick gets reunited with his people.
Yes, just what he wanted. The one thing I could never give him. He's gone, but I'll never forget.
Neither will I, Doctor. But don't worry, you've still got me.
Yes, Rob, I've still got you.
Hey, Doctor, remember that time when...
I'm just me. Sweet old Nick. Never let you down.
All I need is
love.
It's just possible.
You two are the closest I've got to a family.
I want to say thanks. Thanks for trying.
Anytime, mate. Anytime. You saved me once, rescued me from a doomed future and brought me up. You've cared for me all these years.
Nick, I do care. You have to believe me.
Nick's always had some special psychic powers, you see.
Age before beauty.
Thank you, kind sir. Doctor, why do we only ever visit space stations with gay names?
I would like a copy of Stars by Cher. It's an ultra-rare album, never released on CD.
And lots of Cher, I see.
And lots of Blur, I see.
So Nick got quite the last-minute rescue.
And a very big scare, I see.
And a wonderful stuffed bear, I see. There's lots of glare, I see. An electromagnetism flare, I see.
And a wonderful compare, I see.
I thought I heard something. Maybe it's your imagination playing tricks with your heart. Perhaps you'll camp it up with me. It's never Wincy Willis. You don't know what you're talking about. Anne Diamond was the best TVAM presenter by far. Daleks! No!
My young friend Nick is a huge fan of Clear Waters.
Oh, it's almost time for Clear Waters. I can murder a nice cold beer. Maybe I've been adventuring for too long, Rob. Look me up sometime. That sounds fab. I can't wait to see how the storyline ends.